Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Your K92 Morning Thang consists of Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell, and the pollen monster, Monica.
Hello. Good morning. Damn, my stomach's so rude.
You know, there's really nothing better and worse than getting insulted by someone under the age of 7. Because there's nothing you can do about it.
No, you'd be like, oh, you pick your nose. You'd be like, well, yep.
Yeah,
he
did.
Does pick his nose.
Like, yeah. And he's like, I eat it too because it's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, so rude though.
But was it not a compliment? Because go ahead. Tell the story.
His facial expressions, it was not a compliment at all.
So what did he say?
Yeah, because I was trying on a new perfume at home.
Okay.
And so I'm like, oh, it smells a little earthy. It's light, though. And I'm like, okay, I'm digging it. I even tell Jared, I tell my husband, I'm like, I like this perfume.
I'm feeling this new smell.
Yes.
It's hard to find new smells.
Yes, and that you enjoy. And and I say that, and then I hear footsteps running around the corner. I'm like, okay, here he comes. And it's Hendrix. And he says, is there pollen in this house? I said, excuse me? Is there pollen in this house?
Strong
and
in here.
And he makes a face. And I'm like, it's my new perfume. And he's just being rude.
Mm.
I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, what does pollen smell like?
Uh-huh.
And there are two sides to this coin. So you can decide which side you want to be on. It says, typically, pollen is considered sweet smelling and mild. Okay, that's one side.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes, but this is not always the case. Many trees produce strange or foul-smelling pollen odors that might not smell nice to humans.
Yeah, because it didn't sound like Antoine, like he came in and said, boy, this smells, it's sweet-smelling and mild in here.
That was not it at all.
No.
But it says it's also irresistible to flies and other insects.
Oh, flies.
So you have an audience. You have an audience.
Flies. That's great.
Yep.
Yes,
there
I feel nice and lovely now.
The flies enjoyed it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. such a life's little precious miracles, uh-huh. Right? That's what
my
they are.
My little blessing. Yep. Wasn't
he insulting your husband the other day, too? Mocking him.
He was mocking him.
Oh, yes. Well, what did he say? I can't even remember because he does it all the time. Yeah.
But see, here's the thing is, I don't like to blame him for a multitude of reasons.
Sure.
But there was a thing hack probably like 6 months ago where Monica was saying that in order to get her kids to stop asking questions and to stop talking and stuff, she would mock them. Like, when they would start talking, be like, Mommy, where are we going? Mommy, where are we going? Like, you would do that.
I like how you defend these
children. So where is he learning it from?
Wait, where is he learning it from?
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's the mystery.
It's not virtual school.
Like,
I can promise you that. Roanoke City ain't teaching them that.
Roanoke City, what is up? Because I have no idea. Uh-huh. I've been trying to piece it together.
So
Antoine over there taking up for these children.
It's because he doesn't have any.
Exactly.
I'm going to drop them off. Yep. We need to drop them off.
Bring
them
by. Bring them by.
Yep.
It's still not good enough because eventually we'll come pick them up.
Exactly. I can give them away. Pixie sticks for all of them.
What if we just don't pick them up?
No, you can't do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because what are you going to do about it?
I was about to say I'm going to call Child Protective Services, but obviously you didn't want them anyways. It doesn't matter.
And you don't want the children to go into the system. We can't possibly have that. So happy Mother's Day. Oh man, was he at least worshiping at the altar of you yesterday?
Yes, he did. Lots of hugs and kisses, lots of love from the kids.
See, though, I would say that when a 6-year-old gives you lots of love and kisses, that's actually something you don't want because they're so gross.
A little bit, but it was okay for Mother's Day, you know. So it was. It was really nice.
Okay.
It was really nice.
Before he eats anything.
That's exactly.
Yep.
Take a bath, then come give Mommy a hug and everything. So it's good.
They behaved, and you know, they weren't fighting too much. Usually there's some kind of battle between Ava and Hendrix, and I'm like, okay, y'all kids have to get it together.
Yeah.
But so they behaved. It was all right.
Does that scare you for today?
Yes, a little bit.
They had a contract between each other. They're like, listen here.
Yeah.
We are going to get along. for 48 hours.
I find that children do have that contract, and I don't know if it's they have it notarized and it's actually signed, or if it's just an unwritten sort of gentleman's agreement. Yep. But I always find that they're fully capable of being really nice and easy and helpful, because I find it happens, like, if my wife goes out of town and it's just me. And it happens the other way, too. Like, if I'm gone and it's just her, man, they're so nice. Like, they're so nice and helpful, and they're just, you know, they're sweet and they want to hang out with you. But when it's both of you, their aim is destruction. Like, that's all they want to do is take you down.
Yeah, that's what Jared says. Mm-hmm. He said, I went out of town for a weekend. He said, the kids are so quiet. And he said, it's like you showed up and just walked in the house and all the noise started happening.
Because the bad example came back.
I was like, what? He said, everything got instantly loud in the house. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe what's happening?
I know that feeling, and I know he probably gets it too, is there are times where I'm home and nobody else is, like they've gone somewhere, and I can sort of hear just the light noise of a car pulling up, and I know they're about to come home, but then
It's a cloud of it coming in.
Explodes through the door. You can hear the noise on the other side. So happy post Mother's Day. Your day's over, so you're done. That's it. You get nothing.
Your day's over. Your anniversary's over. Your birthday's over. You got nothing for 11 months.
Really? You have nothing to live for now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
The rap.
No.
I'm kind of glad that it's all together. Because we know, Zach, you know, we just have to, you know, grin and bear it for a month and a week. So, like, 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then Monica has nothing.
Right.
And I feel good.
Well, we're going to carry over the anniversary to this weekend, actually.
We nothing. We ain't anniversary.
And you know what? Uh-huh. And then birthdays start rolling in. So, there's going to be more birthdays. Uh-huh, y'all.
Not your birthday.
Not my birthday, but still, I like to celebrate birthdays. So
I'm okay celebrating other people's birthdays.
Yeah, exactly. All
right. Y'all have to celebrate with me.
You can say that you do, but you just don't care as much.
Exactly. That's true.
Not act like it. What if I just kept doing that? Song ended and it was just sort of...
All righty.
We'll just do that until people start noticing.
They notice.
I've noticed.
Okay.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Don't you want to think out the box? Come on. Let's get out of this cage that we're in.
Well, this woman, she's thinking out of the box. Well, first, I'll start with this girl says that her boyfriend, he cheated on her, got another woman pregnant, but now the pregnant woman is saying that she's owed money.
She's owed money. Didn't she say she owns part of the baby?
Yes. It's kind of confusing, but she says that because she's pregnant by this guy.
Okay.
That guy cheats on her with another woman. Mm-hmm. So she goes back to the first girlfriend and is like, hey, so the loser dude that we both were, you know, dating.
Yeah.
He's gone and I need you to help me with the diapers and everything else. And she's like, hold on. That baby's not. That's not my business.
There's, you know, science.
But she said, you were aware that he was a cheater. And so you owe me and you should help me because now you have a better job. You can help me with the diapers and blah, blah, blah. Okay. She found her on Facebook, sent her a long message.
Oh, Facebook.
Yep. And said that I need help and that now he's cheated on me and I need your support.
Is that a regular friend request or does that go into Facebook Marketplace?
Marketplace, yes.
How does that work? So she wants...
Yeah, she wants money.
The other woman to chip in for the baby that she's having with the guy.
Yes.
Where's he?
With another woman.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
He obviously made a good decision.
He's on to his third woman.
Okay.
He said, okay. All right, I'm going to upgrade.
Ladies, y'all are better than this, right? I mean, come on. I don't understand some women and their attachment to, like, this guy.
Yeah.
This guy and just the bad taste, and then they fight with each other afterward. Like, why are they all not banding together to create some sort of, new movie together?
But what if they didn't know that he was a cheater? Like, so the pregnant woman didn't know that he was with the first woman.
Initially, yeah.
And then he found out when she was like, hey, I'm pregnant. He goes, hey, I'm in a relationship. And then she's like, oh, wait a minute, what's happening here? And then he's like, okay, this is awkward. Let me go find
another relationship.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So, okay.
But
so
you can't
he's
blame,
just charming.
You can't blame that first woman for like, hey, you knew he was a cheater. You should have warned me. You know, girl, you should have told me. No, that doesn't make sense.
Y'all are, yo.
The last thing I would want to do is be a part of that baby's life. Shout out to that baby.
Uh-huh.
But that's the last thing I would want to do.
Well, and Antoine, you know, I feel like as you map that out with the dude, I still feel like there were probably some loser red flags.
Yeah.
Somewhere in this, some other behavior traits of this man that may have given it away. You know what's bizarre is there's probably some court precedent somewhere where this woman does have to pay. Like, I can see that totally happening.
something weird.
That would be terrible. Yeah. That would be terrible. Well, you know,
it's because what happens is if the judge in the case is also one of his girlfriends.
There
I thought you were going to say the judge was the dude. That's a plot twist.
That would be interesting. I hereby decree that you're responsible for all the child support.
Good luck all.
The father, whomever that may be, is not. Case closed.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Checking out that room.
Science!
And science. Let me see. All right, let me look on here.
Checking your phone?
I am checking my phone. Okay.
Okay.
How does that make you guys feel?
A little uneasy. What are you doing?
I was just checking my phone.
You were checking your phone.
Yeah.
I actually feel...
What does it make
comfortable because I feel like you were double checking something that you were going to share with me.
Does it make you want to do anything?
Makes me want to check my phone.
Like look at your own phone?
Yes.
Precisely.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
It's like yawning.
Yeah, and actually that's what the article says. And how dare you say that word because now I have to.
You have to let it out.
But yeah, they say it's as contagious as when someone does what you just said or even says the word.
Yeah.
Now I'm holding it back in, but they call it the chameleon effect. And they did a study. And if you check your phone, nearly half the people within 30 seconds had to check their phone.
Oh,
I could see that. I could see that.
I see you looking down, Antoine. What are you looking at over there?
Well, go ahead and check it.
My computer's here, but the phone's there.
Uh-huh. Just hang on. Let me check mine too.
I can just double tap it. Okay. Something on there.
Good. A clubhouse room I don't want to be in. Very important. So glad I did this. So it's called the chameleon effect, but you know what? It's a fun little thing when you know, but nobody else knows. Today, check your phone. And then see what everybody else
does. And then look around.
Yep. Yeah. Just watch everybody else and see if they do it to him. And then just stand up and be like, I made you do that. I am a god.
I'm just going to randomly go to a waiting room at a doctor's office today. Like, I would have an appointment. I'm just going to sit down in the middle of it and just pull out my phone just to see who checks.
See, now that's a larger challenge, Antoine, because most people there are 700 years old. So if they check their landline, though, that would be very impressive. Speaking of phones and technology, a lot of people got the AirPods.
Yes.
Or any other sort of the wireless Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. Earbud things
that they love to walk around with in their ears all the time, like they're important.
Uh-huh.
Which to me always makes me assume they actually just work at Best Buy and they're trying to find out what's in stock. That's all that ever looks like to me.
Yeah.
This doctor on TikTok, it's gone viral. What is it? 36 million views. Talking about the dangers of wearing your AirPods too much because it gives you earwax and fungus buildup, everybody.
Yeah,
he's got some video where he's pulling it out.
The nasty ears.
Because it gets compacted in there when you walk around like a dork with these things in all the time.
The dork?
Yes. Because they all look like dorks.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I don't wear them. I just don't. But my daughter
I can't wear them because like... For some reason, like earbuds, like anytime I go running, like they fall out. I don't know if I have like giant ear holes.
Maybe you have tiny ear holes.
They just don't fit properly. So I always have to go over the ear. And I've always been jealous of people that can wear AirPods or earbuds and exercise. And I'm like, is it glue? Like, how are they stuck there?
Well, you know, it's also because you flail wildly when you run.
So oh, that's true.
That's probably what it is.
Hey!
Antoine runs like a Muppet. Yeah, so watch out, especially in the summer months, because they said when it's humid out, it makes it worse. Because the moisture gets in there. Mm-hmm. So for the love of God, air out your ear holes, people. Yeah. Just trying to help you out. One other science grabby this morning. I don't believe this one at all. I don't agree. It says, you know, you always think stress makes you want to eat junk food.
Mm-hmm.
This study says no, that's not true at all. It has nothing to do with itself. And I'm thinking, that's bull crap.
Yeah.
So what is it saying?
It just says nuh-uh.
Well, you guys are going to hate me.
Oh, you go ahead.
When I get stressed, I eat less. Like, I don't like to eat. Like, if I'm stressed or upset, I'm like, I don't want food. Mm-hmm. I want to sit here and figure out what's going on and get the ice cream and the cookies and stuff away from me.
Well, I would say it's because you, jerk, you
We're
get
back
to eat
it.
Those things all the time anyway.
You know what? That's true.
Because you have the metabolism that just burns through because of your wild flailing Muppet runs. And it allows you. So I think what it is you go to the thing you don't normally do. So now you don't want
that
food.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
But I get that, though, because when I'm angry or something, then I don't want anything to eat until I cool down. I'm like, oh, now my hunger's back. Yay. You know, but right. I have to clear it out. I get what you're saying.
It's, for her, it's not eating of food when she's angry. It's more the drinking of blood.
See, that's what I was thinking, too.
Just, yeah.
We were on the same page as that one.
Goodness, that's
we
all
in
I need.
Sync for the week, man.
Exactly. You can't get the grease on the murdering plan.
Bit. That is true.
Yeah. Don't be slow. Speak counts. Time to train your brain with the K92 Morning Things. Think fast.
Think Fast is a game of quick thinking and loud yelling. Mm-hmm. It's Antoine versus Monica. Who do you think will win? Yes, I'm talking to you. Text in to 52353. That's our number. Is it Antoine? Is it Monica? We'll pick from the winner pile. Somebody's going to get a $25 Arby's prize pack.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
I will say this. This is a game where I feel like I'm at a distinct disadvantage.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Because I feel like this is Monica's wheelhouse. Because I feel like a lot of times Monica says things before her brain registers that she's talking.
That happens.
And so,
a lot.
Like, in this game, like, I can't help but, like, when you say the category or whatever, I have to think first.
And she doesn't do
Monica
that.
Monica doesn't. Monica's right. just fast. I think she's fast.
You know what? Monica, you're the best blurter I know.
Oh, well.
Without a doubt.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yep.
You know when a teacher says, don't blurt out your answers?
I do that. I'm that person. Yes.
She's a
I'm
blurt.
That kid.
Okay. So just text in. 52353, will it be Queen Blurt or will it be Antoine? $25 Arby's prize pack. It was very just, we're done with that right there. And if you win the $25 Arby's prize pack, I will give you an additional $5 of my own money.
Okay.
If you order $25 in roast beef sandwiches and stack all of the roast beef into one sandwich and send me a picture.
Oh, no.
Yes.
From the hospital.
The biggest Montana. I want to see a $25 giant so Montana.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do a practice round. Since we haven't done this in
it's
a while,
a
it'll
time.
Be best of five, but it's a practice round. So I'll give you a category and then I give you a letter.
Okay.
And you just shout out the first thing that comes to mind. And as long as it is somewhere in the neighborhood, you will get the point. So here it is. Here's the example. What's a good name for a cat?
Oh, gracious.
Cat. Okay.
Okay.
That starts with the letter G.
Greg.
George.
Greg was actually in there first. Look at that.
Greg.
Because they're evil.
Greg.
Cats are evil.
I tell you what.
Yeah, shout out to Antoine.
Hey, shout out to my best friend, Greg.
Yeah. Antoine's former best friend, Greg.
You could have him.
Who now in Antoine's world is just a kitty cat. That's all it is. He's a flirkin. Nothing else. Okay, so that's how the game works. So that one, now it's just practice. And now we're getting the real deal. Best of five. Round one is... Mother's Day yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Something Mama always said that starts with the letter D.
Do your chores.
Do your chores.
Wow, that was good.
Yes.
Wow, that was good.
Antoine managed to get out. Dun.
I was about to say don't, but I don't know where I was going with it.
No, you didn't.
Wow, that was good.
Good job for you, Monica.
Oh my gosh,
perfect.
What thing?
I know. This game does. It gets a kind of warm and
brain aneurysm over here.
Down the underbridges. Okay, round two. Here we go.
That was good. Wow.
Name a snack food. It starts with the letter L.
Lemon drops.
Lemon drops is
I had nothing. Oh. I had nothing.
You had nothing.
Oh. I was going to say Leslie, but I don't know Leslie.
But damn, she delicious. She make a wonderful snack, that Leslie.
Oh, man. This is okay. Ooh, wow.
Okay.
Wow, Monica, you're killing me. You are killing me.
Antoine,
I need the next three of them.
Well, yeah, but you really just need this one. Text in to 52353. Who's going to win? Hot seat on the way. Also, I'm going to tell y'all right now, you got 1 year. 1 year, that's all you have.
That's it.
Only have 1 year?
Mm-hmm. I'll explain in the trending what you only have 1 year of. But now.
Oh, boy.
What's something you hide about yourself from your grandma that starts with the letter D?
I
diet.
I still wear.
I said diet.
I all I could hear was diet and a lot of da-da-da, so I'm going to give it to Antoine.
He got it, yeah.
My strategy is just to keep saying the sound over until words come out. Diet.
She was just trying to distract you.
I know.
Okay, point for you. Here we go. Next round.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Tell me one of your goals.
Oh, good gracious.
Oh, come on.
That starts with the letter P.
A problem solver.
What did you
problem
say?
Problem solver.
Problems. I like peeing in the sink. That's
yes.
A
point.
That would be a, okay. Well, fine.
And I feel like peeing got in there just a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, I got peed first before you got.
So
your,
okay, okay, is this? Yeah.
So this is it.
This is it.
This is it.
No pressure. Lots of pressure.
This is it right here.
Gosh,
epic comeback
it's
possibly.
It's hot in here.
Round.
This is we got air in this place.
Woo! Hot air. That's all it is.
We've actually, we
now.
Have three settings here at the radio station.
Yes, we do.
There's air conditioning, there's heat, and then there's this where it's hot child breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually just send it through.
Stuck here in a ball go. Pit.
Woo, so I sweat.
Give me something that people usually hate doing.
Okay.
It starts with the letter W.
Washing their hands.
Washing their hands is the victorious.
I got nothing. I didn't.
Oh.
My mouth didn't even open. Oh. I was like frozen in time.
Yep. Monica Brooks defeated you while you were in suspended animation.
I know. I was like, what?
Done and done.
Wow, congratulations, Monica.
You know, I would say, I think if this is the only radio game show that burns calories.
It yeah. does, yeah. though. It does, like, feeling it.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
You guys have 1 year.
Okay.
12 months.
It's 11 months, actually.
So I don't have a year.
Mm-mm, you have just under a year.
Uh-oh.
And then I don't care anymore. So you only have 11 months to have me worry about what you think of me. Because according to this study, we stop worrying about what other people think at age 46.
At 46?
Yeah.
At 46?
I figured it was 35.
I think for you, for you it was three. It was zero.
Yeah,
I believe Monica came out the womb, looked at the doctor, said, what are you looking at?
I don't care.
Why did they say it's 46?
I don't know.
Because you have, you lived half of your life and you say, well, I got a few more years. A lot more years.
A lot.
Well, I don't even think the average age is a 92. You've lived more than half your life at 46.
All right, you're not helping.
I'm just saying, Zach, that's why you don't care, because your life is wrapping up. The end credits are starting to roll.
Oh, my God. You're so
see,
bad.
All right, you know what? In 11 months, I won't care that you said that.
But right now.
Right now, I care.
Number two.
This trend is dumb, and I don't believe, well, it's not dumb, but I just don't believe this girl. So the trend is to take a picture of yourself before you eat.
Okay.
And then a picture of yourself after you have a big meal.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like show off your stomach or whatever.
The bloat.
But she's, that I'm showing Monica the picture.
She's pushing
right
her
now.
Stomach out.
She's pushing her stomach out.
Yeah, she's kind of
big time.
Yeah.
And she's sucking in.
Or she's sucking in the first picture, and that's more of a normal picture in the second one.
I think it's a little of both.
Yeah.
Is what it is right there.
She's going viral for that right there.
Have you ever noticed a difference? Like visibly a difference?
I haven't.
I think I have. Like, if I've had some, like, greasy food, like heavy, dense food, then I feel like, oh, my God, I feel loaded. Like, I feel it. And
I went to a food festival once, and I actually felt like if I put more food in my mouth, I had food full up to my neck.
Yeah.
And it would just fall out. Like, it would just fall out of my mouth. So maybe in that case, I might have looked like that.
Number one.
I ever wonder, like, when you're in traffic, do you create stories as to why you're in traffic? I always wonder.
I used to. I definitely used to do that.
I'm always fascinated by, okay, what caused this traffic in the first place? Especially when you get up to the front of it and then it just kind of starts moving again and you think,
what happened?
What happened?
You don't
here?
See anything there.
Right. Nothing was here. Like, why were we slowed down for the last 2 miles?
Yeah.
Why were we all bottled up? Now, never has this happened to me, though, where I find out when I get to the front of the traffic that it's a naked guy who claims to have a bomb, because that's what caused an 8-hour traffic jam in Georgia
over the weekend. Where was the bomb?
That's a fair question. I was thinking the exact same thing.
As only so many places.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess out of the abundance of caution, we still go, okay, well.
Naked man with a bomb. Okay.
He was holding it in his hand.
He might have a bomb.
It was in his hand.
Oh. What about just
or like in the movie Rush Hour, there was like one in somebody's mouth. Just
well,
saying.
Maybe.
I'm giving options. I'm giving more normal type of options.
Yeah, so he intentionally crashed his SUV into a ditch. This is near 95 in Georgia. And jumped out of the vehicle naked.
Uh-huh.
And then started shouting, I have a bomb. I have a bomb.
Yeah, well, he was.
You know, at least that's one of those situations where when you get to the front of the traffic, you go, oh,
yeah.
Okay. This makes total sense.
And then you're
now.
Jealous of the car that just drove by real fast. The first car behind him just kept on rolling by.
Yes.
You're jealous of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what's happening here. I gotta get to Starbucks.
You mentioned that. One time I did see an accident in my rearview mirror, like on the highway. It happened right behind me. And I thought, well, that's going to be a problem for everybody else. Let's get out of here. Oh my God. Because what are you going to do? Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm already passive. There's nothing to do.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah! Hot seat.
Grill each other in the hot seat on a Monday.
Yes.
Because, you know, what better day of the week than to just start with uncomfortable questions and controversy?
Oh, why not?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
You want to set the baseline. Yeah.
Exactly. And then you can ease into the rest of the week. You started high here on Monday.
Well, and I think it makes sense, too, because then it's, and Antoine and I talk about this all the time, it's the good version of it's all downhill from here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the good downhill.
Yeah.
Let gravity take over.
And sometimes the questions are silly. Sometimes the questions are difficult and weird. Other times they're philosophical.
Uh-huh.
And that was mine today. I thought it'd be fun to sort of get to know each other and what goes on inside your head. So real simple, 6 months. You have no obligations or financial constraints.
Okay.
You don't have to deal with softball practice and dance lessons and work and every other stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with the time for 6 months?
Okay. I would make a bunch of like sketch videos. So like a bunch of like, I'll spend time writing and recording just like sketch videos. Like we used to do with the improv troupe I was in.
All right. So like YouTube videos and things like that.
Constantly. Every day.
Do you think
write in the morning, film every night.
Monica, do you feel like sometime during that, like about 1 week in when he's doing all this editing, he'd think, why am I doing all this work? I got 6 months.
Oh, wait. I thought I was going to send that part to somebody else.
Oh.
I didn't know I had to be responsible for all of it. Okay. I got people for that.
I didn't say you had people. I don't know what's going on.
Well, no. Then, yes, I would be edited, too. I would be edited, too. I'd be busy for those 6 months.
I think that's interesting, though. So you would like to do more sketch comedy type stuff.
I would like to do more writing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're really getting in the way of Antoine's success.
Yeah, but I get that because I would actually want I like to just jump in there into all kinds of stuff and see what happens. Like, so I would network and just, meet people and travel some places.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Monica's going to conventions.
That's what you're doing.
There's so many ways to.
You're going to Google the word gatherings and just see where people are. And that's where you're going to go.
Yeah. I mean, because it's. I shouldn't say it's easier than what you think it is, but in a way, there's technology, there's Facebook, there's social media stuff. There's so many ways to reach out to people. If you really want to do something, you can kind of make it happen. If you really, really, it takes work.
Sure.
But,
okay.
So I would have the time to put that work in there and make it happen.
All right. That's interesting.
Invest in some stuff.
I just want to go eat. Am I going to get fat in this whole thing?
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. God,
I think that still happens.
Well, I guess what I'm going to have to do is I'll have to run from state to state so I can go eat all the food that's going on. And I can finally catch up on some shows. How long is this Endgame? Let's watch. What, Justice League?
I'll watch, 12 hours.
Yeah, 6 12 months.
12 hours long.
Justice League. That's all I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. So, Monica, that's kind of a similar question. I have a fork in the road for you.
Okay.
So, you're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a left at this fork in the road, your life is exactly the way it is right now.
Okay.
Exactly the way it is. This is real life. All right. But if you make a right, everything is different.
Mm.
Everything. The good things in your life, they don't exist anymore. But also the bad things in your life no longer exist. Everything's different.
Oh, it's a
different
life.
You have a different career.
Ooh.
You have a different significant other. Your kids are different. Your friends are different, better or worse.
Interesting.
Mm.
So you get to have everything.
You get to have everything you have.
But it just stays that way.
Yes.
And that's it.
Or you get everything you have now just different.
No, I want it to stay the same.
No thought? No hesitation?
No.
All right, you got to work with us forever.
Exactly. Because on the right side, on the other street, you may be hosting the Wendy Williams show. You
may
be Wendy Williams.
No. I was like, I love my family and friends. I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah, because your family would be different too. Not just your close family. You'd have, you wouldn't have trigger.
That. No. Oh, no. Because, your family and friends, they kind of make you
all right,
who
let
you
me,
are.
Let me double down on it. You have to take the right side, but you can only take one person from the left side with you.
Wow.
So everything has to be different.
I gotta pick a kid.
You have to pick a person. You have to pick one person that comes with you. That part of your life gets to stay the same.
Wow! Look at you with the twist.
So you gonna keep your mama?
Why you gotta do that?
Are you gonna have the same husband? Are you gonna have the same kids? Are you gonna have the same coworkers? The same best friend.
Oh, wow. Co-workers, like, we okay. Bye. I'll wave from the left.
Yes, it's going to be, oh, my gosh. I love you, Mama. I love my mama, but I'm going to go, oh, don't make a face.
You're gonna take Jared over your mama?
I can't stand you right now. Why do you want to do that? I love, oh, okay.
Of course you got to take Jared. Your mother's too old.
Don't talk about Trigger.
But
like
see,
that.
She has a whole nother mother, 70. Though. So there's a brand new mother on that right side.
Oh, my gosh. This is so difficult. I don't like this question at all. All right. So.
The seat's hot.
It is hot. Block is hot.
Answer the question.
You know what?
Take Jared. You're taking
Jared.
Okay.
All right.
You.
Oh, wow.
What? Your mother can watch the kids. It'll be fine.
On the heels of Mother's Day.
I know.
On the heels
right
of Mother's
there.
Day.
Where did you get your mom for Mother's Day?
None of your business. Straight
you
me
get,
and her.
Where did you get your mom? That's your hot seat question.
We got another hot seat question coming up.
Yeah, I believe what Antoine got was he took her to the right. He did not. Monica demands the floor.
Yes.
And the floor is lava.
Okay. Yes, it is. I was going to try to sign us up for that show, but Jared said that I would probably mess it up because I couldn't make the
show. Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, you would be the reason we'd lose.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Without even thinking about it.
I'm glad y'all all like to just jump in and say I would be the reason.
I have to agree with him, though, because of your legs.
Monica!
I can make a jump. Anyway, okay, you know what? Okay. I can't make the jump. Okay. Anyway, though.
All right,
anyway.
Your question, man?
All right.
Now, I will say, if we had to, like, grab onto something and really hold on, she'd be better than the two of us.
Yeah, she's stronger than us, yeah.
No doubt. But you would just be splashed down into the lava trying to get to that thing in the first place.
Oh, okay. We got to practice somewhere.
Love you, mean it.
Mm-hmm. And look, and Jared just said, love you, mean it. Thank you very much. Yes, uh-huh. Okay, so you die, you come back as something. Doesn't have to be an animal. It could be a door. You know what? But what are you coming back as and why?
You know what? I think
and you can text in if you want to and, you know.
I think we up the ante on this question because it is one that you've asked, not you've asked, but just people ask in the past of what animal would you come back as? I say we take animals off the table.
You can't be an animal.
You come back as a sign. You know, the Waffle House.
Okay.
Come back as a Waffle House sign if you want.
Ooh, what if you could come back as a Waffle House?
All right. As a waffle. But then someone eats you and you're gone. Oh, no. Bye.
I want to come back as a monument.
Ooh.
Like the next monument that's built, okay. I want to embody that. So at least I could be around for a while.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something that had some staying power.
Or like hand sanitizer right now. I have some.
No, I'm going to go away really fast.
No, but you could be like the Spencer, you know?
I think you heard my reasoning and said I'm going to go the opposite
Antoine.
Direction.
Squirt, squirt.
Go give me some Antoine. Squirt, squirt.
I want to be a monument.
Okay.
I like your answer. That's a good one.
Yes.
I was when we're joking about being a Waffle House, I was like, oh, I could be a Chick-fil-A. I'd be really successful. But, oh, my God, so many people.
Oh, so many people.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I want to be like a closed restaurant.
They'll turn you into a school.
Yep, just.
Yep, never mind.
You know what? Boat.
A boat.
Okay.
I want to be a boat.
Okay. A boat or a yacht? Is there a specific kind of boat? Like a sailboat, a yacht, or a canoe?
I'm going with a yacht.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be like a fishing boat because I'll smell.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you would.
I don't want to be a pontoon because then a bunch of drunk people will be laying on me all
day. That's also true.
Yeah, I want to be P. Diddy's yacht.
Okay.
Which is good because I still have a name. It's the Zach Jackson. Like, and then you all just ride on me and have a wonderful time. And I can film music videos on me.
Yes.
All
that's
right,
a good one. That's
the
good
yacht
one.
That Diddy has is $65 million.
Okay, yeah.
So there you go.
That's good. You know, real close second was hand sanitizer.
When you think about the people that might want to be a light pole, because, you know, whoever replaces a light pole, unless, you know, people wreck into it, and even then,
exactly. I don't want to be wrecked in. I don't understand.
What do you want to be?
Yes, please tell us. Hand sanitizer, light pole, waffle, what is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Squirt.
I haven't really thought about this question. I think I want to be. I want to be a building of some sort. Like I want to be a hospital.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that works for you. I can see that.
Yes, it does.
It does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say something like chapstick because it never ends. Like you never finish a thing of chapstick, it just disappears.
Oh, right.
See.
Like hand I can
sanitizer.
See that being you.
Yeah, squirt, but people squirt. Lose me.
Yeah, they do lose you.
Thankfully. Thank God. They're so lucky.
K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Now let's discuss what sounds like the world's most gigantic frog.
Yes, because you know me. I love reptiles. I love amphibians. Mm-hmm. I love all those creatures except for turtles.
Mm-hmm.
They are from the devil.
Yeah, you don't like turtles, but you like all
they're
those
terrifying.
Other ones. Monica, you have a pet lizard in the house now. Mm-hmm. How are you with
I don't deal with them.
You don't...
I don't deal with the
lizard. He's not a problem. We talking about
I don't deal with the lizard.
You mean you don't interact with them?
No, I don't deal with them at all. I said, you know what? This is your pet. You take care of your pet. You know, Midas, okay, very cute. You gotta make sure to wash your hands after you touch him, feed him, clean him up, all that stuff. I said, because I'm not dealing with him.
So you won't feed him ever?
No.
You will let him die?
I will not let him die. They are just going to be responsible and take care and make sure to feed him.
But if one was home and he was laying on his little lizard back and his little lizard tongue
said, question.
Feed me.
I would feed him.
Feed me.
If I had to.
From your hand that he gets to lick.
Give him cricket. Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
but he wants to eat the cricket out of your mouth. It's just
wow. Okay, this is escalated.
It's like mama. Hot seat, part three.
No, so there was a frog that was found in India that is as big as an infant. I'm going to show Monica the picture first of a kid. This isn't an infant. This is a kid holding it, and the frog is half his size.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'm going to show Zach.
That's a man.
What? That looks like a kid.
A kid holding a kid?
Yes. Wow.
That's a frog?
That frog looks like it has a human butt.
Yes, they call it they typically call it a bush chicken because they prefer, in this place, they prefer frogs over chicken.
So they eat it.
So they eat it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, this thing, it's like 6 pounds. And
it's the size. Legs.
It's the size of an Those frog legs are strong.
Oh, yeah.
My mother's got friends. They got a 20-pound cat. Like that's bigger than my dog.
Yeah.
Wow, just heavy.
Yeah, and she said that too. The cat thumps when it walks around, like boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like a 2-year-old walking around. Ugh. That's a lot of frog right there.
And I think I would actually be a little scared of this frog
because
it's strong. Like if it jumps on me, I'm pretty much at its, you know, whatever it wants to do. I'm just going to be like, all right, don't hit me too hard.
And the poops. We're going to clean up on that.
Oh, I didn't think. Or the tongue. Yeah. Like how strong that tongue's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Thwack you.
Yes. Slap you.
Take that cricket out your hand and try to feed your poop. This frog can eat your lizard. Man, that is a lot. Mm-hmm. All right. So these people, and it kind of moves into the question of, did you find anything random in your house when you moved into it? Because there's always that random thing that the previous owners leave behind. And in this situation, it was their cat who was living in the walls of the house.
A cat?
Yes. New people moved in. 6 weeks they were there. And then they found a cat that was living in the walls. Previous owner just said, we think he ran away.
They didn't try.
Nope.
They didn't look. They didn't look hard at all.
I don't think they looked at all. They're like, we had a cat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Yeah, 6 weeks this cat was living in the walls of the house.
Ooh.
And they and you know what's interesting is it doesn't say in this story whether the cat was reunited with its previous owners.
I was just about to ask you that.
I wondered. I went right to the bottom. I don't think they wanted this cat.
Mm-hmm. No, and whoever just purchased this house just got a cat too. Everything, look, you bought everything on this property.
That's
all of this belongs to you.
You get the porch swing and the cat.
Yes.
Like, that's how
it's probably
works.
A demon cat. They probably put the cat in the wall.
When I lived in Philadelphia, when my wife moved into her apartment, my wife now at the time was my girlfriend, the previous owner left her butt cream in the refrigerator. I'm not sure why.
Wow.
Yes.
Just, you never know. Yeah. There's hard chairs in there, like they cause hemorrhoids and stuff.
Left it in the butter dish, which went in the trash. I got to tell you right now, it went away.
The K92 Morning Thangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Got a happy hour triple play next. Bauer Heating and Air Conditioning were teamed up to give you money. 7:45 every weekday morning on the Thang. We play the Pop Quiz. We say good morning to Jackson in Lynchburg. Good morning, Jackson.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Did you go get your 3 free answers?
I did.
All right,
I'm all ready to go.
Look at that.
There
See?
You go.
I like
got $30 in his pocket. He's like a third of the way there. It's very simple in its rules and difficult in its execution, Jackson. You get 10 questions, $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. You get $1,000. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do it. Your 60 seconds will start when I finish reading the first question. So good luck, my friend. I got my timer. Here we go. Who was the host of Saturday Night Live this past Saturday?
Pass.
What did the cartoon character Popeye eat to gain strength?
Spinach.
Correct.
Who's older, Ellen or Oprah?
Oprah.
What Correct. Stranger Things star also stars in Godzilla vs. Kong?
Pass.
True or false, Lil Nas X's song Old Town Road also features country singer Tim McGraw?
False.
Correct.
Billie Eilish just set the record for fastest Instagram post to reach 1 million likes for what magazine photo shoot?
Vogue.
Yes. Correct. Nick Jonas is a member of what boy band?
The Jonas Brothers.
Correct.
What is singer Rihanna's last name?
Robin?
No.
Incorrect.
Peter Dinklage plays what character on Game of Thrones?
Tyrion Lannister.
Correct.
Who is Gwyneth Paltrow married to?
Chris Martin.
Incorrect.
Who is the host of Saturday Night Live this past Saturday?
I got nothing.
That's, right. That's not true.
That isn't true. He's got money.
Was that 60?
$60, yeah.
$60, okay. There you go.
$60 on a Monday.
Not bad, yeah. Not bad. $60 in your pocket. We'll run it down. Elon Musk from Tesla was the host of Saturday Night Live this past weekend. A lot of people were talking about that. Millie Bobby Brown is the Stranger Things star, mm-hmm. as in Godzilla versus... I know, it's right there. And Rihanna's last name is Fenty. Her first name is Robin.
Yes.
Robin. Yes.
Yep. It actually froze me for a second. I was like, wait a minute.
Like, is he right? Is he wrong? What's going on? And Gwyneth Paltrow is married to Brad Falchuk. Now,
Brad.
What is a Brad?
She was married to Chris Martin.
She was.
Yes,
she was. Yes.
Okay.
Jackson is doing what I call the close but wrong answer.
Yes, the horseshoe answer.
Exactly. Monica, I know why Antoine just came back into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Scared. I'm terrified.
Oh, yes.
What's about to happen now?
Yes. It's me versus Antoine in the game that's sweeping America and parts of Canada.
Uh-huh.
Sound off.
Yeah. I have my list.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm not ready, but I'm ready
now. And I realize, because this is still a relatively new game for us, we're supposed to do it in categories.
Yes.
Did you do it in category? No, I didn't do it in category.
You didn't make categories?
I did. We'll have fun with it.
Well, and the reason I thought categories was just that we're not the best noisemaker sound creators. So it kind of give us a little help on where we are, but I'm even more excited now.
Yeah,
now,
I forgot about that, to put it in a category.
Open playing category. Field. Could be anything from anywhere. So the way Sound Off works is Monica is the sound maker.
Yes, she is.
So she'll be teamed up with Antoine. She'll be teamed up with me. We each get 60 seconds to try to figure out 10 sound effects.
Yes. Yes, are y'all ready?
Nope.
Well, but we're going to do it anyway.
Okay.
We are here.
All right, yes. Yesterday I was looking over at the sounds. I'm like, I'll just go with the flow of these sounds and see what I can do with them. Yay.
Okay.
All right. So I guess who goes first today? Zach, you go first.
Oh, darn it.
Wait, y'all both had to go.
Yes, so. But I get to hear whatever you're going to do first.
I wanted to see where this was going. I wanted Antoine to have to be the guinea pig.
Yes, nope, it's Zach.
And what does a guinea pig sound like in case one of the answers is guinea pig? Those
okay. We're going to find out.
We'll see if I can...
Okay, so 60 seconds, and Monica is just, she can make noises. That's the only thing she can do is make sounds, so I'm going to try to figure out what they are.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
As I'm going to be.
Okay.
So, okay. Our timer starts now.
Okay.
Rain?
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
A phone. Walkie-talkie.
Okay. Poop.
Champagne bottle.
Poop.
Is that correct? Popping a champagne bottle, soda bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ripping tape. Ripping tape. Ripping tape. Ripping.
Okay,
you pass. Pass.
All right.
Ooh. 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 Was she doing something with her head? What is she doing with her head?
Ooh.
That's a gorilla getting a haircut. A monkey at the zoo.
No.
Ooh. Hey.
No.
Hairstyle. Hair dryer.
Yes.
Hair dryer. Okay.
All right. Beep beep. Beep beep.
Beep beep. Moped. Roadrunner. Yeah, Roadrunner.
Okay. All right.
A pig. A pig with a sinus infection. Snoring.
Yeah. All right.
That was the worst snore.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right. All right.
That was the worst snore I've ever heard.
That was
in
very
my life.
Interesting snoring.
Okay.
How do you snore again?
I think that's a snore. I can't snore then. I guess I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I was too busy. I was like blinded by what was happening, so I didn't even count.
How many did I get right?
How many did you get right? You got rain, walkie-talkie,
mm-hmm.
champagne, mm-hmm. ripping. Did you get ripping paper?
No.
Nope.
Okay, you didn't get that. You got blow dryer.
Yeah. Yes.
Roadrunner.
Yes.
Snore. So, yeah.
And we stopped,
yeah.
Okay. Now, when Antoine goes this time, for the sake of everybody listening, when he gets one right, just say yes. So we can.
Okay, well, I'm so caught up in the moment. All right, we'll have fun. Yay.
Okay.
All right.
60 seconds. Antoine, your number to beat is 6.
Okay.
Okay.
And if I can get snoring, I'm pretty confident on that one. All right.
Okay.
60 seconds starts now. Go.
Sweeping. Broom. Yeah, sweeping with the broom.
Okay.
Hyena.
Uh-uh.
So laughing.
Yeah. Woo.
A pass. Pass.
Okay.
What was that?
Boos.
Boos.
A ball falling. Wind. Tornado. Meteor falling. A basketball falling. Move on. Pass.
Okay. Yeah.
Throwing up.
Okay.
Vomit.
All right.
Scared, screaming.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Motorcycle. Moped. Dirt bike.
No.
A sports car.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Yes.
All
right.
Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Guitar. Guitar. Banjo.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Bass guitar.
Yeah. All right.
Cat.
No.
Whiny cat. Real Housewives.
No.
Baby,
yes,
baby.
That's it.
Oh, we got a baby.
Right.
Oh, I think that might have been it.
I think that was the seventh.
I think it might have been seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a baby?
That was a baby?
I know. I was like, I can't hear myself. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you are so lucky that you can't hear yourself during this game.
That was a baby, though. Google Gaga.
That's a baby right there. That's
like
spot
a
on a baby, Zach.
I don't know babies. I don't know babies. My kids just came out just growing.
All right, what was the thing like, yeah, boom, 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 boom. Okay.
Thunder.
Okay.
Like thunder falling down the stairs.
I know.
Was that granddad thunder?
A little bit.
What
you
was
know,
your hyena sounding one that was?
A witch.
A witch.
Yes, they kind of sound like a little bit hyena-ish, right?
That's a witch.
Thank you.
That's a witch. That's a good witch, right?
I thought I did that.
No, you did not.
Mm-mm. I didn't do that?
You,
I thought I did that.
So did again? Somebody needs to put oil on a door or something. That door is awfully creaky.
Okay, we had
fun
with that.
Congratulations, Antoine.
I think.
Thank you.
I'm good just job, happy. Monica.
I was like, oh, God, it's going to be a tiebreaker. What are we
I know.
Do
I
now?
Was worried.
Still have a hissy fit.
Why?
I did. I stomped away yesterday.
Oh.
The children hurt my feelings.
What could make the Zach Jackson have a hissy fit?
Alcohol. Oh.
Well,
I watched Captain Marvel with my children.
Okay.
And I should say, I watched half of the Captain Marvel movie with my children a couple weeks ago.
All right.
And now it has been a chore trying to get them to watch the second half.
Oh, that would frustrate me.
And I was frustrated because I asked last night and we finished dinner and Mother's Day was over and we're kind of just hanging out on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And my son had some stupid YouTube channel on and I thought, you know what? It's good. Bonding. Children. Let's, uh-huh. You know, finally.
Because
I had asked several other times, hey, do you want to watch Captain Marvel?
Maybe later.
You know, and they're just on their phones,
mm-hmm.
their devices and the Snap Woo and the InstaChat and all those things. And so I was like, you know what? This is perfect. Y'all want to watch the rest of Captain Marvel? I don't know.
Aww.
And I was mad. I was like, I had it. I had had it with the devices. I said, you and your stupid phone to my daughter. And I said, you and this idiot flamingo. That's the channel that my son likes to watch.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Hey, what is that?
Like, bought him a flamingo.
Yeah, we have a new pet.
That's nice.
Got my wife a flamingo for Mother's
Fancy.
Day.
Yeah.
No, it's this idiot on YouTube. If you have children and they like to watch stupid things, they may watch this flamingo. Hey, he's got a voice like this, and he talks like this all the time.
And they find it funny.
And he screams a lot. And he's got a very large nose.
Oh,
and
I see him.
His upper lip is sort of shoved up into his mouth. And yes, I am jealous that he makes more money than me by
flamingo.
Playing Roblox on stupid YouTube.
He has 9 million subscribers on
right.
YouTube.
Oh, right.
Shoot.
Yeah, I got like $9. Like, that's all I have. And I did. I said, I called him a dip bleep. I said, this dip bleep. And I stormed away. I went upstairs. Oh. I'd had it. I was like, fine. You watch your stupid stuff and your phones.
I have seen this.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I believe you're melting your brains was thrown
now,
in there also.
Now, mm-hmm. Was your frustration because you wanted to finish the movie or that your kids wanted to do other things and hang out with the family?
It was both.
Yeah.
It was that I wanted to finish the movie with them and they spend plenty of time on their stupid phones and their ridiculous YouTube channels that can we not just have 45 minutes
you
to finish
bonding
this off?
Time.
I did. And then I just got mad and my daughter said, okay, well, we can watch it. I said, no! Too late.
Oh, pity. They were going to watch it out of pity for you.
Right. I didn't want that.
I forced my kids to bond with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of melt out of their seats a little bit. But I said, oh, well, pick it back up.
See, I got to do what you do. I got to torture them the way you do and force them to love me.
Aww.
So my daughter texted me. She's like, will you come back downstairs if you want? So aww. I did. I went back down and
but
we watched
that,
it.
But after that, it's so sad.
I was mad.
I know. I wouldn't. If I were you, I wouldn't have enjoyed a second of it.
Not a second. I started writing checks with my mouth that I'm not sure my butt can cash because I also declared, I said, 2 days a week, screen free in this house. Pick whatever two you want, but we are going screen free 2 days a week. Oh, crap, I got to do stuff with it.
I was about to say, as soon as that Thursday showed up that they picked, they're like,
Don't y'all have a phone or something?
Why don't you go play? Get out of daddy's face.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
But, you know, yeah, well.
Now, I mean, I get it. I get it, but like your son and your daughter had to look at each other and be like, hey, can we just suffer through this? It's only like 45 minutes left.
Right.
You see, he's upstairs.
So
he's
sad.
Mad. He cuts the check.
It is pathetic. And look at me. Look at me, this bold, noble father of 2021, where I have drawn a hard line that I won't want you children on your iPads and your phones. I want you watching television with me.
Well.
It's another screen.
I get
it,
though.
It is.
Yeah. I know Jared told the kids. He said, hey, we're going to have board game night.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, but he does have board game night.
With them, but not you.
I'm there.
Yeah, you're not allowed to play. That's what I thought. See, I was actually terrified.
Okay, never mind. It's not bad.
It really didn't sound bad with the kids. I'm like, trying to get Monica to play a board game? Forget about it. Okay, now it makes sense.
I was thinking all about right. all of you guys together. Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
Okay, good.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
We were talking earlier about if you had to come back as something and you don't get to be an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Like you
yes.
die and you come back as something else.
Yes.
Dylan and Floyd says the president's pen. That way you're like making all the laws.
I actually like that.
Yeah.
Because I imagine they refill it with ink. Like he's going to be the pen itself. They're going to refill it. He will last forever.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it depends on the pen, though, or the president, because sometimes you're like, no, don't sign that. No, I don't want to be on that thing. Oh. Why? Speaking of text, please text in the last text that you sent to anyone, because mm-hmm. we're going to do sing your last text tomorrow. So send it into 52353. Last text you sent to anybody, and put it in quotes, name and town, so we can shout you out, and we may put it to music or a rap or whatever it is we're going to do. That'll be tomorrow, Mother's Day, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This mom's kind of adorable, where she invites her son over for tacos.
Okay.
But he never answers his phone. So she invited him through her own Ring doorbell because he checks her Ring doorbell all the time to see, like when there's motion on it or whatever, he will always check it to see what's going on with his mom. So she went ahead and just invited him over the doorbell to come over for tacos.
We are having taco night. If you like to eat, you just come over and you're welcome to get it. You hear me? I called it and you didn't answer because I think you're busy. But anyway, we are having taco night. Goodbye.
She cute.
She's so cute.
Precious.
Yeah. There's that mom guilt in there. I called you, but you're probably busy.
Oh, never too busy for you, mom.
No, I think he is too busy for her, is what it is. Elon Musk hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend. You know, so he wasn't bad. I should say, I heard he wasn't bad because I didn't really watch any of it.
No, I didn't watch it.
But as someone who's not an entertainer, and he did actually drop a little tidbit about himself.
I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. Or at least the first to admit it. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But don't worry, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode.
He really does have one of the weirdest speaking patterns.
Yes, he does.
There's just something about him. You're like, I mean, I know he's from South Africa, but Charlize Theron is from South Africa. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she doesn't talk like a robot like he does all the time.
I didn't hate that clip of the monologue. Now I'm going to go back and watch the whole thing.
He was joking about, because Elon has been talking about Dogecoin, which is one of the cryptos. You know, we're doing the crypto cash out this week. So he brought his mom out and they made a big Dogecoin joke.
Another thing people want to know is, what was I like as a kid? Ask my mother, who's here tonight.
I love you very much.
I love you too, Mom.
And I'm excited for my Mother's Day gift. I just hope it's not Dogecoin.
It is.
I mean, if Elon Musk is your kid and it's Mother's Day, like, I expect a planet.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Something big. Right. It better be.
Go big, go home. Yep. Yeah.
Give me a planet. Mm-hmm. That's what I want for Mother's Day is a planet.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.